What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm fine. I'm just perfectly fine. I'm watching a film with my human flatmate. Fine. Sorry, what? Twitchy? No. You see, I'm a vampire, and Twitchy, I am brooding. I am brooding, because vampires brood. They do not twitch. I'm not fidgeting. I'm brooding. I am brooding. I am fine, and I am brooding. Whenever I say I'm fine, I'm not fine. No, I am fine. I'm absolutely fine. I am absolutely wonderful. Just wonderful. Okay. Wonderful is over... I am wonderful. And absolutely fine. And you're not buying any of this, are you? Bum. Not pouting. I'm pouting. But you didn't have to call me out on it. Shut up. It's not cute. I am not cute. Fine, I'm a bit cute. But if you tell anyone, well, they won't believe you because I'm a scary vampire. You know, you could let me finish saying it before you start laughing. Fine. I'm not a scary vampire. I'm a cute vampire. You know me too well. I'm not exactly fine. I'm a bit, No, nothing's wrong. In fact, things are good. I mean, I'm just, I need to ask you a favor. I said that I need to ask. Yes, I know. I never ask for favors, but I mean, you said that I could. When I helped you move in, you said if there was anything I ever needed, just ask. And I haven't for 4 years, but I So, my family. Oh no, it's not bad. It's well, I did what you said. I reached out to my maker and I didn't think it would go well because well, you know. But it did. It went really well. He was really happy to hear from me. Ridiculously happy. And, I wasn't expecting that. And then you said it's been 100 years and a lot changes in 100 years. Well, not really if you're a vampire. But, I mean, apparently, yes. But I did what you said. And I was open and honest, and I used a lot of I statements, and apparently he was never ashamed of me. Apparently that was all my brother, my brother lied to me. I wasn't a disappointment. I wasn't a mistake. Everything that my brother said, it was a lie. And, my brother's dead. Again. I don't know what to call him now. I mean, I used to call him my master, but now it feels weird. My dad? My undad. My second dad? Just dad. My dad, he staked him. And vampires never do that, but when Dad, that is that okay? Dad. I think he would like it if I called him Dad. When Dad found out that my brother was the reason that I had gone, he got really pissed off and he got a bit stabby. He got into a lot of trouble for it because you're not meant to stab your children without good reason. But apparently losing me was a good reason because my dad loves me. And he was really happy to hear from me. He had been really worried. I didn't think he cared. It was really emotional. I think he cried. I'm not sure, but because I've never heard him cry before. But he invited me to a family reunion. Apparently I have 10 new brothers and sisters. And they all know about me. Apparently they have a special dinner on my birthday every year. He emailed me paintings. Well, it would have been photos, but obviously yeah, exactly. And he said that if I have a pet, I can bring them. Not pet. I mean, what you have to understand about my father. I just said that so easily. My father. My dad. What? Oh, yes. My father's really, really, really old-fashioned. And when he says pet, it's not a bad thing. It's like a pet name for a pet. Not that it's actually a pet. It's more like your favourite human. Your human. You know. If you have a particular human that you kind of like a lot, that maybe one day you might want to bring across, that they're your pet. Not like a dog. Although, maybe like a dog, because you're really fluffy. Not that you are a dog. I mean, I might have done a thing. Do you remember how I said that he cried? Well, the reason he was crying is because he had been so worried that I would be on my own, that I would be lonely. And I said, I'm not lonely, I've got a pet. And I didn't mean to, but he was really happy, just so happy because I had a pet. And I might have said that you were my pet. Not my pet, but my favourite human. And I mean, technically you are my favourite human, just not in a... I mean, not in a... Well, I might have said that we're in a relationship, kind of. A little bit. I said that we've been together for years, that we live together, and he wants to meet you. They all want to meet you because I might have well, it was a very long telephone call. 12 hours, and I might have spent 11 of them talking about you because I miss my dad, and he was really happy. And so they think we're dating. Sort of, not really, because it's so much more than dating, because it's not, I mean, it's just, you know, casual dating. Having a pet is just the equivalent of casual dating. Just friends with benefits. The benefit being blood. And not, I mean, not that I would, I mean, I don't want to taste your, I'm sure your blood is lovely. I mean, it smells nice, but I was wondering if you wouldn't mind perhaps coming with me to the family reunion and pretending to be my human. Yes, my pet. Yes. Yes? But, perhaps you weren't listening. I'm asking you, my human flatmate, to come with me, your vampire flatmate, to meet my undad, father, maker, master, and all brothers and sisters, apart from the dead one. You would love to. You would love to? Are you sure? Because they're there under the impression that we're not just flatmates, we're, you know, we're that was me biting your neck and sucking your blood. What? So they might expect us to be quite touchy-feely? And maybe share a bed? I mean, we wouldn't actually share a bed. I would totally sleep on the floor and you can take the bed. Although they would know because they have vampiric senses. But I'm sure we could come up with an excuse. We could have an argument. Not that I want them to see us having an argument because stop overthinking it. Just say thank you. Thank you? I mean, thank you. I really thought that you wouldn't say yes. Why wouldn't you say yes? Undad? Maker? Master? Well, you know, I've told you about my family issues. There's a lot of baggage, and it turns out that there's not baggage because my dad loves me, and my dad loves me, and you are a really great friend. You know that? Just the best friend. You are my best friend. What? Are you just my best friend? Oh no, you're also my flatmate. What? What? When is it? It's next Sunday. And by next Sunday, I mean it's tomorrow, but because he asked me 2 weeks ago and I have been. I was working up to asking you because it's I was fidgeting and I was twitchy and I was brooding. I was fidgeting because I didn't think you'd say yes, and you did say yes, so I will not fidget anymore. I will I mean, I am going to meet my father for the first time in a very, 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 very long time. And I'm taking you. And, I mean, I might be a little bit fidgety. Just a little. I might, you don't mind if I just pop into the kitchen and paste for a little while, do you? Maybe do some baking. But I am completely fine. Which, of course, means that I'm totally not fine. And I need to stress bake. Do you think I should make him a blood cake? Would that be too much? I mean, I don't think it's too much. I mean, he's my dad. Undad. Maker. Dad. He's my dad. I'm gonna make a do you want some biscuits? Because I can just pop them in the oven while I'm making the cake. And great. Thank you. You're my best friend. Sorry, what? Well, you just look kind of pissed off. Are you sure? Okay, I'll be in the kitchen. Thank you. Sorry, what? Well, you just said just best friends. Well, no, you did. You did. You just muttered it. Oh, best friend and flatmate. Better? Okay, I'll be in the kitchen. Thank you.